USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
In the headlines this hour, the State Department says the 400 Americans who want to leave that Princess cruise ship in Japan where people have the coronavirus can get off the boat. The ship has been in port in Yokohama. However, the Americans will be quarantined for another 14 days at a military base in San Antonio, Texas. Thousands of people remain on board, at least 60 infected with the coronavirus. Now, President Trump talking about the situation at the White House Friday, saying he's spoken with political leaders in China.
I spoke with President Xi of China, and he's working very hard on this. It's a tremendous problem, but they're very capable, and they'll get to it. There's a theory that in April, when it gets warm, historically, that has been able to kill the virus, so we don't know yet. We're not sure yet.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Finest Known has recently discovered a hoard of beautiful, uncirculated Morgan Silver Dollars. Without question, the Morgan Silver Dollar is the most collected coin in the United States rare coin market today. The 1918 Pittman Act authorized the melting of over 350 million Morgan Silver Dollars. We're very excited about this hoard because of their high state of preservation and such a great selection of dates. You now have the opportunity to build as much as 50 different dates and or mint marks at a price that you're going to find hard to believe and much less than many dealers charge if they could build the sets at all.
Now you can purchase 20 certified brilliant uncirculated Morgan Silver Dollars from Finest Known and receive this 21st coin for only $1. Call today and receive this Morgan Dollar Book for free.
Take advantage of this introductory offer and give us a call today at Finest Known. Once you hold one of these beautiful uncirculated sets of Morgan Dollars in your hands, history just comes alive. Call Finest Known today and reserve your historic set.
Call Finest Known now at 1-800-998-9042. That's 1-800-998-9042 or on the web at finestknown.com.
To economic news now, if you're looking for a job and live in Tennessee, you may be in luck. Spirit Airlines moving its operations control center from South Florida to Nashville. The $11 million investment will create 350 new jobs. The center will handle flight dispatch, crew scheduling, maintenance, routing, and air traffic control coordination. In USA News for Your Health,
alcohol consumption for women can increase the risk of breast cancer.
That's Dr. Anita Johnson, Director of Breast Surgical Oncology at Cancer Treatment Centers of America in Atlanta. She says if women do drink, red wine is your best option.
Red wine is the safest drink to consume because it has some anti-estrogenic effect on the breast, so it kind of blocks estrogen. It promotes some estrogen, it will block some estrogen, and we know that the most common type of breast cancer is estrogen positive.
This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
More now on one of our top stories here on USA Radio News. Tim Berg on President Trump looking to keep Americans safe in our country from criminal illegal aliens.
The Trump administration is sending highly trained officers to arrest illegal aliens in cities such as Los Angeles, Chicago, and New York. Members of the U.S. Customs and Border Protection's Border Patrol Tactical Unit will be among the officers deployed to assist ICE. The president says he will continue to fight sanctuary city policies.
Not one more American life should be stolen by sanctuary cities. They're all over the place, and a lot of people don't want them. Politicians want them for whatever reason. That's why we're calling on Congress to pass legislation giving American victims the right to sue sanctuary cities and hold them accountable for the suffering and the damages that they've caused.
In other news, attorney Michael Avenatti convicted. He used to represent Stormy Daniels, USA Radio's John Hunt reports.
Michael Avenatti, a lawyer who gained fame by representing a porn star in lawsuits against President Donald Trump, was convicted of trying to extort Nike. The verdict was returned by a Manhattan federal jury after it deliberated charges of attempted extortion and honest services fraud in what prosecutors said was an attempt by Avenatti to extort over $25 million with threats to harm Nike. The charges carry a combined potential penalty of 42 years in prison. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.